Coordinating part of the U.S. effort to bring humanitarian aid to Iraq is Andrew Natsios. He's administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development. When I spoke with him yesterday in his office here in Washington, he said the first representatives of the organization already are in Iraq, despite continued fighting.
We have 12 people in Qusar right now. Once other areas become secure and it's safe for our staff to travel to them, they will go there as well.
How soon do you expect to begin the kinds of operations that you're going to need to conduct there?
Well, operations are already ongoing. For example, shipments of food have come across the border. 1,000 tons of wheat have come across the border from Turkey into northern Iraq through the World Food Program, which is our principal partner when it comes to food distribution. And there are ICRC, International Committee of the Red Cross, staff that have been repairing the water purification system in Basra.
Let me ask you about the World Food Program, which, as you say, is the main distributor that USAID uses for getting food to people. Reuters reports that WFP is not buying any wheat from France or Germany. These are Europe's biggest wheat producers. And I wonder if that's something that we've asked them not to do.
No, absolutely not. We've not told them not to do anything. We're giving money to WFP to buy some food in the Gulf until our ships arrive, and then WFP will buy food from whatever sources they choose.
Let me ask you about the task burden that is before you. Some of the goals that you all have delineated for what you're going to try to do in the course of a year are, they sound monumental. Within a year, you'll be managing all parts of the Iraqi healthcare system. Within a year, you'll rehabilitate 100 hospitals and 6,000 schools, and you'll work on the curriculum, getting new textbooks for students there.
Well, let me first say that it's not as monumental as you think. First, because there's already a infrastructure in the country. The schools are already built. We're not building new schools. They're just not in very good shape. Some of the curriculum has to be revised, and it will be revised in cooperation with international organizations so that this curriculum is acceptable to the Iraqi people. The current curriculum in history and in literature is a Ba'athist Party vitriol and hatred. It is one of the most vicious curriculums we've ever seen in the world. But it's not as big a task as you think because we're not starting from scratch. We're taking a country with an extensive highway system. 90% of the roads in Iraq are already paved. They have a very extensive healthcare system, and we've already interviewed the doctors, and we found that they're actually very, very advanced in terms of their understanding of the best new research in Western medicine. So even upgrading their skills may not be necessary in some of the hospitals. The hospitals, however, don't have pharmaceuticals. They don't have a lot of the materials that a modern hospital would need because a lot of that money that should have gone for buying pharmaceuticals and medical disposables has gone for weapons systems and to support a very corrupt regime. This is not a poor, underdeveloped third world country. This is a sophisticated, cosmopolitan Arab society that actually was one of the most progressive before Saddam took over and began ruining it 23 years ago. And I think it could rapidly return to that.
Mr. Natsios, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Andrew Natsios is administrator of USAID.